are about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are at another location, ladies and gentlemen. We are not at our palatial studios at 4847 North Armenia in a place called Pen Chasers. No, this is a special edition of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are at the Improv in Ybor City. I want to apologize. I did not get the address, but you guys know where the Improv is in Ybor City. We are here for an independent film promotion of the new show, Billy's Got a Bad Brain. So this is going to be a great, great promotion introduction of this new independent film made by people that you will hear that's in the show, that's in the movie, and people that you hear that want to be in the movie. That's me. I want to be in the movie, but my audition reel did not get through. But that's okay. I'll play through the plane. I will just suffer through it. But I'm not here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not here alone. I'm never here alone. So let me introduce my current crew. Straight to my peripheral vision to my left, and down there in the crevice, we have the man who's making the sound go straight through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, welcome to the Improv. How you sticking?
I'm stuck on this show.
I was hoping we would get a little crowd applause.
Yeah. I'm stuck on this show.
That works. And directly to my right peripheral vision, for these guys playing at home, the right peripheral vision, this voice here you are so familiar with, you probably heard him before. He is a homeschool guy. He's also drove a boat, so we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, welcome to the Improv, and how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like we're here to promote an independent film. That's pretty matter of the fact.
That's pretty matter of the fact.
Right.
And Hark, I know you guys are wondering what happened to the real reason we're here. The real reason we're here is a little stage fright. He's a little shy. He normally sits up here next to us.
He selflessly surrendered his mic for the many guests that we have for the audience tonight.
Selfishly? Or was he stage fright?
Selflessly. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering, the voice of reason is here. He is amongst the people. I almost call them cattle. He's among the people out there, and he's just socializing and promoting the SOTM. For you who don't know who that is, that's called the Spike on the Mic. So this show is going to be chock full with just interviews and guests from Billy's Got a Bad Brain, because that's why we're here. We're going to broadcast live here on stpeteradio.com and also on other internet mediums, but then it's 8 o'clock. We're all going. If you guys have time, come down to the Improv in Ybor City. There's going to be possibly, and I'm thinking there's going to be a small little film review. Am I right, Dr. Calvin Clark?
There's going to be clips. The whole film itself's not finished yet. Scheduled to come out on Halloween, but there are apparently video clips from the film with various scenes.
We call those teasers.
There's teasers.
There's teasers out there. So
yeah.
But before we go any further, I have to do this, guys. I have to give out a big homage or a big hello to our sponsors.
Oh.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com. And by Urban Phoenix Studios, a space that evolves and molds into almost any event imaginable. With professional stage and lighting, if you can imagine it, we can bring it to life. www.UrbanPhoenixStudios.com.
Yes, we are back, and I'm glad to see that we are broadcasting live because we have a couple people out there. We have somebody from Michigan. Where's your sister from?
She lives in Indiana.
Indiana, Michigan,
same
Ohio.
Thing.
It's all that way, right?
Yeah, it's all
up there. She's up there. She hears us, and we are popping with Crisco, in case you guys understand. That's cool talk for we doing all right.
That's cool talk.
That's cool talk. That's us.
Like I say again, ladies and gentlemen, this show is going to be all about Billy's Got a Bad Brain. So what we're going to do, what I'm going to do, and what I'm hoping that my esteemed, if that's a correct word, my esteemed assistant is going to do, we're going to talk to some of the cast members and some of the production people, such as our first guest here, sitting a bit to my right, my peripheral right.
Yeah.
That'll be over here.
Yeah.
This individual here, from what I've heard, because we haven't had a chance to talk to him much, but he is part of the media mogul. He made all the recordings. He is the video audio guy, and we like to call him Josh Santos. Josh, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Hey, Spike. How you doing?
That's perfect.
Wait a second. You rehearse hours and hours of how you're going to introduce yourself to me. You even had a little background song.
Yes.
And that's all I get?
Yep. we'll see how it goes from there,
We'll see how it goes from there. But also I would be remiss if you guys want to participate and you want to play, you can always give us a call.
No, don't call. No calls.
Nope.
Oh.
But our callers are terrible.
But this is a caller-driven show.
I know. They call up and they flush the toilet and stuff like that, you know.
All right, so do this.
Somebody just spit on me.
Dial 813-699-3900 and then just say, hey, yes, I want to see Billy's Got a Bad Brain.
Or don't do that.
Yes, that'd be better.
You can do one of the two things.
Yeah.
All right, we go one of the two things. All right, so now that I got all the programming features out of the way, let's get back to our esteemed guest and interview.
Yeah, just to flesh it out, Josh's title is the director of photography on the film.
Oh, that's perfect.
Sound guy.
Yeah.
Whatever all those other stuff you said that took a long time to say.
Right.
He's the director of photography. So
wow,
he made the pictures. So
isn't it the same thing what I just said?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So
you know, there wouldn't be a movie without a photography guy.
No, because I'm thinking the guy who wrote the film directed it and had a vision.
It still wouldn't be a movie.
You're absolutely right, because there are a lot of movies and great ideas in the graveyard.
Exactly, all of your ideas. Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm not dead yet, am I?
Oh, that's true.
But I have a lot of ideas that's probably going to end up in the graveyard.
Back to Josh.
So, only lightly touched the audio.
Yeah.
Very lightly.
Just very lightly.
Yeah.
All right. So, Josh, you being the, what was his title again?
Director of photography.
The director of photography. You were involved in all the angle shoots, all the recordings. And
every single.
Expound on somebody who listening in the audience who don't have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. So Tony came up to me with this script for Billy's Got a Bad Brain.
No.
In theaters, Halloween.
And Tony God, just to interrupt briefly, has been a guest on this show. He's a local comedian.
Yes, yes.
This is his brainchild. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, yeah. He showed me his brainchild, and I was like, yeah, I can visualize that. And I've put all those videos together for him, so it came out nice, I guess. So.
Was that the actual audition, when you just said, I can visualize that?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's cool.
That's how we operate.
Yeah.
And God-O-Matic.
I'm all about a brain child and bringing them to life.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a brain movie.
Yeah.
Josh, what's your background as a director of photography?
I'm a documentarian, former journalist. I'm working a lot with nonprofits right now. And this film was just a nice, fun exercise and a sanity.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was,
would you say it was a positive experience working on this film? Was it something
great,
good?
Great interview questions.
Nice. Thanks. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, this was the most positive experience of my life, was shooting this film.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Okay, so tell us some of the things that you were filming and you went like, oh, no, this is a bad idea.
None of them. They were all great ideas.
just throwing it out there. Just in case. Just checking.
From start to finish, it was a fantastic piece of film. And I was just so happy to be part of it. The entire crew, the entire cast, everything was just perfect. Nothing went wrong a single time.
Were any of the cast difficult to deal with, like needed maybe special handling or any of that kind of thing?
I think the hardest was Spike telling me that he wanted to be in my movie.
Oh.
And you had to look me in the eye and just say no?
Yeah, I told you no, you could be in my next film, Billy Got Bad Brain.
Yeah. Oh, I'm perfect for that. I've been doing crunches. See? I've been working out. You want to see me unclothed?
Yeah, you can. At my actual, when people try out for movies for me, I ask them to take their shirts off slowly.
Well, if you got the bomb to kabound wow music, I got the unbuttoning of the shirt. Wait, hold on a second. We're going to left field. This is not what we're talking about. Let's get back to.
Yeah, I was wondering how we got off the sidetrack there a little bit.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So is this your first feature-length film, Josh? Or you said you've done documentaries. Although I presume some of those are longer, some of them are shorter. But this is going to be a feature-length film.
Yeah, this is probably the longest video that someone's put together from my photography. So I guess, yeah, this first one.
How excited are you to see it on the big screen tonight?
This is the most excited I will ever be. You know,
that's it?
Yep. You're getting
like
a lot
that,
of
right?
highs tonight.
Yeah, no, it's like I wake up every day. It's the best day of my life. And right now is the best moment in my life. And I'm just happy to be here with you guys.
You've got a very positive attitude, Josh.
Yep.
People hate folks like you.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Really? So where are you from, may I ask?
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin and Puerto Rico.
So, okay. So mostly Miswaski. I mean,
Miswaski, yeah,
whatever it is, you know, Milwaukee, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, cool. So, all right, so how could people find you if they wanted to maybe, let's say, hire you for some other projects?
If they want to hire me, they'll know how to get in contact with me.
That's not an answer.
But he's in, no, he's what he's saying is he's in the book.
People or maybe maybe we can't afford him. They can't afford him.
Like he's the A-team or something.
Yeah, this film was really just like a special favor I did for Tony.
Oh yeah. Tony, we're going to bring Tony up. He's going to be the special guest last. So we're keeping the crescendo going. You know, everybody's wanting to know who is the brain or the bad brain.
And in case you didn't know, when Spike asks you how can people find you, that's telling you that your part of the show is done. So you're finished now.
Okay,
so,
I can go?
Yeah. Yes. So we're moving on to our next guest.
Wait, if you want to find me.
He has three more minutes.
He has
three more minutes.
Oh, wrap it up then.
All right, let me tell everyone how to find me first.
Okay.
It's a hashtag Santos on Instagram.
Okay.
Okay, just for those who are only went through 10th grade in college, how do you spell Santos? Because I spelled it. Just how it sounds, Santos.
Oh, man.
Yeah, pretty much. You got to spell out hashtag before, too. So you spell out hashtag. Don't use the
hashtag. I don't know how to spell hashtag.
And then put Santos, Santos, right afterwards. All one sentence, like one line.
Oh, so no E. So it's not toes.
Oh, no, no toes. No. I don't even have toes.
Santo.
Yeah.
And as we spoke earlier, it kind of reminds me of what? Mentos.
Yeah, because I'm fresh.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go. Yeah. All right, well, Josh Santos, we're going to give each one of them about 15 minutes. You took up all your 15 minutes.
Oh, really?
So get out.
Oh, actually, you didn't use 15 minutes because some of it was introduction and commercials.
Yeah, you guys
stepped on some of it.
Really trying to get rid of me.
It was really great.
Well, we have a lot of guests. It's nothing personal. We love you, but there's other people that
we
want to talk to.
I'll be contacting you.
You're not even in the movie. You're just a DP.
What? So, he's not even in the movie?
He's just a tech guy. So we want to talk to some actors.
Serious. But you're more than welcome to go in studio audience and enjoy the rest. And if you think of anything, just write it down and give it to the Voice of Reason, and we'll consider it. All right. Thank you, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Spike.
No problem, my friend. Yeah.
That's Josh Santos, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest, Lynn, if you want to come up and get ready in the on-deck position.
Yeah, you can stay here.
Our next guest is actually in the film. She's an actress. She has more credits than Billy's Got a Bad Brain.
Can I say her name?
Also another Tampa local performing comic.
Oh, really?
So, yes, she is.
Yeah, I want to say her name.
Yeah, go ahead.
Her name, ladies and gentlemen, is Anir Rhea.
You said
Oh, my
right.
God. First try.
Wow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes. Listen, what I did, I wrote it phonetically.
Good job, man.
Because I knew if I wrote it the other phonetically, I would not have done it right.
Actually, you know, the way she spells her name, you pronounce it phonetically.
I think he just called you stupid.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, because I wouldn't have the boss. All right, so.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yes.
So
you are a meathead.
Thank you. I appreciate that little drop. So, Aneria.
Yes. Got it. Yes. Hi.
Are you just going to pleasantly be pleased with yourself as
look
you
at me,
say
I'm
it over and over again for 15 minutes?
So
or
happy.
Are you going to actually ask her some questions?
All right, go ahead and ask her some questions.
All right.
Well, Aneria, you're in the film. Tell us about your role in the film.
What? So in the film, I play a professor named Janet,
mm-hmm.
who is really good friends with your character.
Yes, I also play a professor. So total typecasting. There, but and what was your experience making Billy's Got a Bet? Is this your first feature film? I know you've done actual network television.
Yeah,
it's recently.
Yes, I was. Yes,
tell us about that real quick, and then we'll get back to Billy.
Yeah,
I was on the season finale for Chicago Med. This is my second. No, actually, my third feature film.
Oh, you're a veteran then. This is an old hat to you.
Yeah.
Have you ever filmed locally around Tampa and Ybor?
Not in Tampa. I did a film, an Indian film actually, called The Kama Sutra Garden.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I know what the steam garden is.
It,
yeah.
It was. I just played a mom, so there was no steam over here.
You didn't have any steamy scenes?
No.
Can you get us a copy, though?
I just lost interest.
I don't partially. Have it yet. And then the other film I did was actually with Marlon Wayans, but that was in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Serious actual IMDb credits on the stage.
She is a legitimate. Yeah. I didn't know how to finish that sentence, so I just finished it with another same word.
So getting back
why
to
why did we waste so much time on Josh?
He wandered up here, and it was hard to tell him to get down. Right. So that's usually how Josh operates, actually. So tell us about your experience with Billy's Got a Bad Brain. Tell us, some of the challenges, maybe some of the fun stuff.
I didn't see any challenges. I had so much fun because not only is the project interesting, comedy horror is something that's not easy to do, and
right.
Tony Goss just did a great job with it.
Yay.
And working with a lot of comedians behind the scene, behind the camera and on camera, along with some of the actors that you're going to meet here in a minute.
You mean non-comedians?
Non-comedians.
I see what you did there.
There's not many of those involved, though.
But it was fun. It was really fun because the mood was always up. There was never, I didn't feel there was any issues. Everybody was working together as a team, and I loved the experience.
Who was the best actor you worked with?
Are you fishing?
Leading question.
No, I wouldn't do that. Because I'm also going to ask you who the worst actor you worked with was.
Well, I didn't get to work, but with like three.
Oh, so it should be easy.
You know what, Clark? Putting me on the spot.
I
thought everybody was great. Everybody was great. Everybody had a lot to bring to the table.
Now, the word is from Tony
that was
on
correct.
The street that this is actually the first in what is supposed to be a series of films. Do you see yourself, without giving away any spoilers, do you think you'll be around for part two?
I think so. From what I've read, right. I think so.
Excited about that?
I am very excited about that.
So you'll be around for season deuce.
Yes.
That's two in Spanish.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah,
man.
Is your schedule from the Chicago Medical Show going to allow you to be able to available for this? Are you a recurring character on a?
No, it was just one episode.
Did you die?
No. I played actually a Syrian mom whose son almost died, but they saved the day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So without this being a racist question, what is your ethnic heritage? Because you're playing in Indian films and you're playing Syrian people.
What
is your actual ethnic heritage?
Yeah, that's the crazy part. I'm Puerto Rican.
Nice.
But you can spread out. And
I've been really fortunate. In the movie with Marlon Wayans, which is called Naked, I play a Latina.
Typecasting.
Yeah, really. I mean, duh.
You believe that? I almost said no. Yeah, right. and then I played in actually the Indian film. I don't know if I was they didn't really say whether I was Indian or Hispanic, or it was, you know, the film was actually in English, so.
Oh, so you
and it took place in Vegas, supposed to be in Vegas.
So you could be anybody.
Yeah. And then I was, and then in Chicago met a Syrian, so. Yeah.
Was that a politically charged episode because you were Syrian? Was
it?
What?
Probably.
That's in the headlines right now.
I think it was, what do you call it? Inferred.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't actually said in the episode. My son gets hit by a car on the day of his college graduation. Possibly.
Seems like every movie you're in, you have your siblings having issues. Siblings or offspring?
Offsprings, yeah. Because in Kama Sutra Garden, my son's a virgin.
Oh.
And he's like in his 20s, so I take him to the brothel.
Oh, it was your idea.
Yeah,
what a good mom.
Yeah, excellent mom.
What a wonderful mom you are.
Yeah. Excellent
That's
mom.
That's beautiful.
All right, so I'm just going to give you a leading question, and of course, I know the answer.
My mom took me to catechism. I mean, what was with that?
My mom took us to the Outback Steakhouse.
So I should say what my mom
brothel.
Did? Is it my turn?
Well, yeah.
Well, when my mom gets out of jail, we're going to go to Olive Garden. How about that? All right, so I don't see Tony in the studio audience, but let me ask him. I ask you, Anir Riaz?
Yeah, Anir Riaz. Yeah.
That's a new one.
Well, I mean, I got two of them right. Would you do this again?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell you, it was one of the most invigorating. It was a good experience.
Josh said it was the best experience of his life.
It was invigorating.
Yeah,
was
that's
exciting.
The word I was looking for. Yeah, really.
Fantastic, amazing. Yeah, absolutely. I've known Tony for a long time, and I've enjoyed the way his mind works.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy-wise and script writing, I've read some of his other projects. So, absolutely, without a doubt.
Nice. So is there any parting words you want to give us, because I'm thinking we're getting ready to
wrap. You're going to get kicked off the stage.
Yeah.
My turn to get kicked off.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at Aniria Comedian. Instagram, Aniria is funny. And Facebook, just Aniria.
Dude, if you was listening from the earlier interview, I'm bad with spelling.
Yeah, the S.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. Santos with toes. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're going to look for me on Twitter, it's A, N as in Nancy, I-R-I-A, C-O-M-E-D-I-A-N.
Wow.
Yay, comedian. That's how you spell comedian. And then Aniria is funny on Instagram.
You didn't have to spell comedian part. Just spell the Aniria part.
Oh, well.
She did that.
Just in case.
Because I kind of...
Just right, in case. And then Instagram, it's Aniriasfunny.
That's easy.
I know it's a little egotistical, but I like it.
Well, I appreciate you giving us all this information. And it went out on the internet and all over it. Because our St. Pete radio station guy, one of our listeners is saying that for some reason, we keep getting interrupted by music for our little commercials.
That's all right.
That's okay. We'll press on, and I probably shouldn't even said that.
Yeah.
Because
unless you told people that there was something wrong. So,
yeah.
Well, thanks.
All right. So, Aniria, thank you again for being part of the Spike on the Mic show. The Spike on the Billy's Got a Brain promo, because at 8 o'clock, we're all going to go into the studio area.
The showroom
area, and we're going to see clips of Billy's Got a Bad Brain.
Yeah,
sounds
and
good.
And comedy and music. And so there's a whole entertainment package involved in this show tonight.
This
so,
is awesome.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
No.
Thanks for coming.
Listen, later on, we're going to take questions from the studio audience. So you guys be prepared to give me what you think you would like to hear, what you would like to see.
And I don't see John Jacobs. So if Jeff or Natasha would like to come up and be on deck. Jeff, you coming up? Okay.
On deck.
Pinch hit for John. Hey, Jeff. It's good to see you.
Hey, Clark. How
but it's not your turn yet.
Yeah.
I'll shut up.
Yeah, really.
Because right now we're going to talk to Lynn Single, who Lynn is also, surprisingly, in the movie. What a surprise.
Isn't that something?
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome to the Spike on the Mic show, Billy's Got a Bad Brain promo special.
Ah, thank you.
This is your host, Spike on the Mic.
I've already accosted Lynn.
Oh, all right.
Because she brought me an alcohol. She brought me drinks. What goes in this temple, only Miller Lite, and she has a smooth wrist.
I never knew anyone to be so happy about it. I felt the love.
There's a lot of happiness in this.
I am a love provider. I don't mind giving out the love. All right, so Lynn Single.
Yes.
I am on fire tonight. I'm getting all these names right.
You are on fire, man. Getting on. This is very impressive.
So without giving away too much of the theater, the movie, did you get killed?
I did.
Don't give any spoilers.
No. Oh, actually, that's a spoiler, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't give out spoilers.
I don't know.
Okay.
You see, I can't really answer that.
Mm.
That would be a spoiler.
Okay. Did you play a male or a female?
That one, I'm pretty sure I played a female. But hey, you know, it's, you know, the 21st century. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Captain Clark, because my questions are stupid.
Well, Lynn and I had a very brief moment in a scene together where she's rude to me. That's our only interaction on the screen.
Or y'all passed each other on the bus?
Yeah, kind of passed each other in a bar.
I'm sorry that's the way you took it.
I took it as being dismissive towards me. So, and I'm a college professor, so I have a big ego.
Right.
So when Lynn was rude to me, I took it hard. I took it hard as an actor.
Was she dressed like she was looking for some attention?
No, it wasn't like that. It was she just
I didn't try hard enough.
She dismissed me sight unseen is what happened.
So you'll be able to see what exactly Lynn Single
movie.
Is talking about in when is
in Halloween. Yeah.
Halloween time in October. You'll be able to see the film, download it. Help
yeah,
me out.
It's going to live stream. Tony's going to make DVDs available. He has bigger plans than that. Talking about a big actual theater premiere. Maybe.
Oh, man, with a red carpet.
Yeah,
stuff?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, ooh, that would
yeah,
be.
Really.
Real Hollywood. In
all right,
real life,
all right. So, Lynn, Single. I keep throwing that out there, you know? I throw that there. So, give us a little of your background. Tell us about you, where you come from, why you don't like men, and all these things like that.
Oh, man, what was
wow.
that?
I didn't know that part.
That is so not true.
Oh, all right.
False.
Well, I'm going by your name.
All right, so well, I was actually born in Toledo, Oregon, which is on the coast of Oregon.
Do they ever get confused with Ohio?
Yes.
No.
Okay, just call me loud.
I didn't know there was two Toledos.
Yeah, really.
Unless you're from the south. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, it does happen a lot. So that's why I say Toledo, Oregon, instead of just Toledo, because then people are like, oh, Ohio. I'm like, no. West Coast.
Like, what's the population in Toledo?
If they have
Oregon?
Two Toledos, why do they
seven?
Have to put them both in O states?
I have no idea.
Why couldn't they put a Toledo in Louisiana?
It's an alphabetical thing.
Oh, all right.
You have to know.
So, I'm from the Pacific Northwest, born and raised tree hugger. Yes.
Yeah.
Love Mother Earth. I started acting not on my own accord when I was 13. I was forced into a drama class.
Why you didn't know math?
You were forced to act.
I was forced because in the middle school that I was going to, there was no other classes I could take, and I said, "No, I'm not doing this. This is a stupid class. I'm never going to use this." And then by the end of the class, I was like, "This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life." Here I am, 31, and I'm
okay.
Like,
what was the stupid class you're never going to do?
Well,
biology.
I never wanted to do it. I was a very shy girl when I was young. That changed.
Yeah, I'm saying because to be on stage and performing in front of people, you probably have to have a big ego.
No, actually, hold on. There's a difference between having a big ego and having a healthy ego. But also, it takes a certain level of lack of care what other people think. I think.
Oh, so you see everybody naked with no clothes on.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, hey, how you doing?
All right.
Nice to see you down at the park. No. It's a very hard business to be in, and it's a very hard thing to do because you're essentially exposing your entire self.
Correct.
Aniri and I actually, we take the same acting classes in Tampa, and we study the Eric Morris process, and it has a lot to do with psychology. And so it's fascinating. Actually, I mean, it's completely changed my life, both on camera as well as off camera.
Wow, she just went deep on us.
I did.
Lynn is one of the few people in the film who's an actor and not a comedian that's acting. So you're one of the few actual actors that are in the production.
I'm not a comedian yet.
No, but...
So was there ever any eye roll on your part? Like, these people don't understand the craft, the art that we go through, the Shakespearean... I did the finger thing. I did the Shakespearean, like, give me some Shakespeare. Thou goeth away and thou cometh back.
That's exactly the way William Shakespeare, not to be.
I know he did something and he didn't do it and then he brought it back.
Yeah.
There was no eye rolling in regards to the shoot in any sense, but my character did some massive eye rolling with a certain other character.
On purpose, or you just felt to do that?
This girl just drove my character crazy. Ooh. I could not stand this person. So, in essence, I had a lot of fun because I got to really play with you know, all the built up frustration that you get, you know, when you meet people and who frustrates you.
Right.
You just got to let it out. And it was really, really fun. It was a great experience. And I've worked on several films where, like, that's the thing as an actor is when you come on set, you never know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to follow the script or if you're going to go off book or what's going to happen. You just have to be prepared. And getting there on set, it was instantaneously a relaxed feel.
Smooth.
It was fun. It was spontaneous at times. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
So you went home every day and wrote, "Dear Diary, this is an awesome experience."
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
Lynn, what are some of your other credits? Where are some places people may have seen you previous to Billy's Got a Bad Brain?
I think probably the most
recent?
Well-known one, I guess, so to speak, would be Stress to Kill, starring Armand Asante and Bill Oberst Jr. I shot that in 2014, I want to say, here in Florida, actually, and it's on Amazon, and you can find it online just about anywhere.
Stressed to Kill.
Let me just interject. This is probably loud and wrong, but is this guy like an attorney, and he owns something with a golf cart?
Tom Parnell. Yeah, he's with Gibbs and Parnell. Yep.
Okay, all right. I've seen his work. I saw some in the video. I don't remember you. Maybe you had.
Oh, see, that's the thing is, in that film, this is the funny thing. Billy's Got a Bad Brain is the first film that I ever actually got to play, for lack of a better term, a normal, regular person.
Oh.
In Stress to Kill, I was like a New Jersey, not so pleasant person from hell. I had like the
whole New Jersey, they kind of go together, don't they?
I was married to a guy who was like 60 years old. I was not a very pleasant person, and I look very different in that film.
Not to put you on the spot, but can you give us a little New Jersey accent?
Oh my god, I almost said a bad word. All right, so how many more questions are you gonna ask me, okay? Because I gotta go get my nails done.
What's next for Lynn Single?
What's next is actually I'm first AD on an amazing short film called Shadows of Honor starting tomorrow in Orlando.
Wow.
It's an amazing story about this young kid who's probably in his late teens, and he's working in this laundromat, and some homeless people come in, and some of them all of them are vets, and it's an incredible story about the altering of a young mind, about his viewpoints and how wrong they were, and it's going to be an incredible, incredible short film project. I'm very excited to be working on it.
It doesn't sound like a comedy or a horror film.
It is not.
Okay.
There are some comedic moments in it.
Okay.
We do have a star in it, but I'm actually not 100% sure if I can even announce that yet.
No, don't do that.
Then don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble.
Please go check it out, Shadows of Honor. It's amazing. It's going to be great.
No, first we're going to check out Billy's Got a Bad Brain.
No, of course. That is first and foremost and primary, because this film is so much fun. Tony,
as the director walks by glaring at the stage.
No. Tony's amazing.
Yeah.
He has vision. The second I read the script, I was like, I want to work on this. This is going to be fun.
Cool.
It was great. It was probably one of the most fun experiences I've had on set.
Right. All right, this is something I'm just going off the cuff. Does the studio audience have a question for Lynn Single? We don't have a roaming mic, so never mind. All right, we'll talk to this person later. All right,
no.
Lynn, I'm sorry, you had something else?
No, I just said no. Oh, yeah, the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
How does Tony's directing style differ from other directors?
That's correct?
Great question.
That's a great one.
Well, you know, it differs in the sense that he really gives us freedom to do what we do best. You know, his job is to direct, you know, but our job as actors is to put our own energy and our own flair into our characters. And even pre-shoot, I talked to him. I said, look, okay, this is what I see going on with this character. This is what's going on in my brain. You know, and it, and I just gave him all of my info, and he looked at me and he's like, I love it. And then when I got on set, he just gave me so much freedom to just do what I needed to do. And actually, so much so that at the end, I was like, did I do okay? Like, where, are you happy? He's like, I loved it. It was great. I was like, are you sure? Like, so, I'm my biggest critic, so I'm like, are you sure? Are you?
So that offshoots another question I want to ask. So you, as an actress, you read a script, you see how the director, the producer sees this character, then you see it as a different person. You ever went to them and say, hey, I see this person as left-handed, and the guy says, no, he's a right, she's a right-handed person? And then how do you deal with it? You just say, okay, and go back to being right-handed, if you understand my question.
Yeah, no, I fully understand your question. We actually run into that all the time, especially when it comes to auditioning as well. That's the biggest, hardest part is, like, what do they want? Like, tell me what you want, and if they don't give you a lot of info, it's right. going to be hard. So you're essentially playing a guessing game. But I've found that if you create the character in whatever that means, this full-fledged character, and you show that to them, you can either A, convince them that the character is the way that you see it, or if they're hard-pressed on it, then what I'll do is I will ask for further information. I'm like, all right, well, if this person's left-handed, okay, well, I see this backstory for this character. Is
right.
that where you're going with
yes.
it? They're like, no, I see
oh,
this.
Well, I thought you were asking.
So
me,
I ask
sorry.
More questions. I ask more questions to find out, okay, how can I adjust? You know, it's all about forming that character and knowing everything about that character inside and out. So if you're on one path
and
the director's on another, you need to get on that path, whatever it takes.
Shooting's been over for a month, so I'm really happy to be learning now how to be an actor. Well, that's great. It's very helpful to me.
Yeah,
yes,
really.
So,
yeah. All right, and as before I let you go, I have to find out, Tony's gone. So let's get some dirt on it. Who was the biggest diva to work with? Was it Aneer Raz?
Aneer Raz?
Yeah, I just wanted to mess that name up. Is it Aneer Raz? What is it?
Aneeria.
Aneeria.
You know, I really have to say it's probably the gentleman sitting to my direct right.
I'll own that.
I'm just kidding.
No,
I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, he was not okay with me being so degrading to him. But
Lynn,
I was like, it's in the script. Okay?
Lynn, I totally understand. We do a show every Monday from 7 p.m. to whatever, and he's on the show, and he is definitely a diva.
Hard diva.
That's the beauty of working on this script, too, is there was absolutely no divas. There was no big egos. It was just fun, and it's so rare to have that happen. And I think that really when it comes to independent films, you find it more often on independent films that there's no divas, there's no egos. It's just all about putting out a great product, and I am so excited to see the final product.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And before we let you go, we have to answer the burning question.
Yes, I'm single.
Why you don't like guys? That question isn't burning?
No, I do. I do like guys.
So single, is that just a stage name or
no,
that's just a situation?
It is actually legitimately my last name. I come from a long line of singles.
Women?
Yeah. You got to realize, Spike, that just because they don't like you, that doesn't mean all guys.
True
yeah.
story.
No, that has to be true. That can't be true.
I love it.
Jeez. All right, then. Well, we appreciate you coming on here on the Spike on the Mic show promoting Billy's Got a Bad Brain.
Thank you so much for having me.
And
Lynn Single,
ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
Thanks, Lynn.
Let's. While we're doing cast checking, just run that commercial again real quick. Just give them something to do so we get a
what?
Little...
No, you're nuts.
Okay. All right.
Our next guest
yes.
has a lot of energy and a lot of things to do and almost ran away like three times while he's sitting here waiting to go.
Is that because I have to pee.
It's because he has
to pee.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have to pee when I got on stage, but after being here so long, sitting quiet, I definitely have to pee right now.
He's a little squirmy.
Yeah.
And this is Jeff Luis. Jeff is in the movie as well.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm glad to be here.
Jeff, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
Thank
welcome
you.
To the promotion of Billy's Got a Bad Brain. You have to tell us about yourself.
Me? I mean, I'm a stand-up comic here in town. You know, I travel a little bit, but other than that, It's only the second film I've been in. What are we doing? What's going on?
Keep going. What happened? You said, yeah, no.
This is the second film I've been in. The first one was actually another film with Aneria called Closing Time. I don't think that's finished right now. I think it's also being edited.
Oh, cool.
Other than that, man, I'm just doing stand-up comedy and whatever other ridiculous projects I can get my hands on.
So you're out around in the community, the Tampa Bay area, just making people laugh and having fun?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've traveled out of state a few times, but mostly I work at a local.
Well, how did you get involved with Billy's Got a Bad Brain project?
Tony, man, being at the Improv, man, I got to know Tony after a little while. He saw me producing shows locally, and I think he's seen me perform quite a few times, so he probably thought I could add a little something. Plus, I think I got typecasted a little bit.
Oh, really?
Why did you say that?
Well, I mean, I play a pretty shysty character. I don't know. Oh. I think they typecast in my past. I don't know. That's the second time.
Why?
We had a lot of fun.
We had a great time.
I was blessed every time we shot. Clark was there. And that was always fun, man.
I love Jeff. Jeff's one of the sweetest guys I know. And anytime I can hang out with Jeff, whether it's professional or personal, it's a good time. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so Jeff, well, give us some. What was the hardest part about being in Billy's Got a Bad Brain?
Acting. Yeah, that was the hardest part.
Acting.
The hardest part,
so
right there.
Was it the director Tony Gott trying to tell you to stop, be still?
No, I like to reiterate what she said before. He gave us a lot of freedom, man. He's basically. I remember one time, I don't know if I should say this. I was asking about particulars about how I figured what my character might do in one scene, and he just like stopped. He's like, stop the truck. He's like, just all make a fucking decision. Oh, we can't go. We curse.
Yeah, that's okay.
One.
All right. I get one.
Nobody actually.
I get one curse word. That was my one.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any feedback from St. Pete Radio or Kansas City. So keep rolling. We'll be
okay. All right.
So Jeff is in the film.
Yeah.
This is your first time acting, Jeff.
Second.
Second film. Second time?
Second film. No, I've done a little acting, but nothing of note.
So you're occupied more. You're one of those comics I hear about.
One of them that you hear about and know pretty well.
Yeah. So this is like a byproduct of the Tampa Bay comedy community, really.
I'd say it was definitely a labor of love for us. I think for the most part, all of us were just happy to be included in a project so grand. You know, for a grandiose, if you will.
So would you say that this has whet your appetite for future products? Now you're going to start looking for more acting gigs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for whatever. I'm definitely interested in doing more acting. A lot of stuff, there's not that much around here. Most, like, the closest we go for anything pretty serious is like Atlanta, I would imagine, right?
Right, they're
like,
everything's in Atlanta.
Yeah, serious.
Right.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to get out that far. So, yeah, I mean, I'm down. If I could, if I can make it to an audition, I'm down.
Would you say if you could secure your dream role? What would be the part that's ideally suited for Jeff Louise to play?
Just sidekick to Clark Brooks in anything.
Yeah, really.
All I want to do.
I like that idea.
Serious.
Maybe a story about, I mean, they already did Bad Santa, so we'd have to figure out something else.
Yeah, that would be perfect in Bad Santa. That would be brilliant.
So would you look forward to play maybe a love interest?
Oh.
Clark Brooks love interest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open
not
to that.
That
yeah.
Oh.
There's no boundaries.
The price is right, I guess. Yeah.
I'd kiss Clark on the mouth. I'd do it for free. I would do it for free.
We know.
So. I love you, Jeff. Not that much.
Yeah.
So
I understand.
That's what everyone says.
Well, Jeff, listen, I'm not rushing you off, but
good. No, you got a star up here, man. Yeah, I see him.
We have to keep it moving because we only have
so little time.
Listen, that's John Jacobs right there.
Yeah. You just introduced it. Our next.
Gone. I'm gone.
Next
I love you guys. I got to get on.
Thank you. We will talk again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jeff
Louise.
That's right. And we got to keep moving here because after our next guest.
I just want to mention Jeff's hair game is really on tight tonight. And it's awesome.
Okay. Macklemore.
That's a good radio comment.
Macklemore. Yeah. He does. Okay. Spike, you don't know this gentleman, but this gentleman is in the film as well. He also worked behind the scenes, so he did double duty. He's also a veteran of television, and he produces his own comedy videos, a whole cinematic universe, as you will.
Right.
Please welcome my friend, John Jacobs.
Yeah!
John Jacobs, Steamer, Hammer, Snimer, Snip.
Prop 4! Yes! Live audience! Yeah! Good to be here.
Oh, the crowd goes wild. Good.
Yeah, all right. Well John Jenkins, listen. Dr. Captain Clark gave you this whole long diatribe of introductions.
Yes, he did.
Why are you so famous?
Why am I so famous?
Yes.
Because I'm awesome. What do you mean, why?
Okay. Yeah. Just one word.
Why am I great?
Yes.
I was born that way.
There you go. I woke up like this, right?
Exactly.
I woke up this. All right, so you're a part of the Billy's Got a Bad Brain project here.
Yes.
And how did you become part of it?
I've known Tony forever, and he brought up the idea of it, and I'm good friends with Josh, too. And we both have a good amount of equipment, so...
15?
Yeah, you know, part...
Stop the press. Got a good amount of equipment?
Yes. Sound, camera.
Where's your head at?
Come on.
I was going...
We have all the necessary equipment to do it. And, I'm always interested in helping out the scene. If something sounds like a good idea, I want to see it through, make it happen.
So, as Clark was saying, that you were behind the scenes and in front of the scene. So, you was plugging stuff in, holding lights, and running in front of the camera and showing your breasts?
Yeah, I was the sound guy. Sorry, and in the movie, I played Clark's cousin, Danny.
Yeah.
So,
family.
Y'all family people, huh? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, my nephew, not my cousin.
Oh, is that it? Oh, geez. We got to change the whole movie now.
We got to start over.
Wait,
I read the cousin line.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Tony.
Scrap it.
Yeah, really. All right. So I'm always trying to find a little dirt, a little interesting thing.
Sure, please.
So if you had to do this all over again, what would you change in Billy's Got a Bad Brain?
What would I change? I'd add $1 million to the budget. That's what I would do. I think that would help if we could somehow...
If we could somehow spend more time in the improv basement.
If we could spend more time in the basement. That was a good time. Yeah, we found some mafia gold buried down there.
It was awesome.
Yeah, there's a scene with a dog in the movie. It's wild.
All right. So as I don't know if I wasn't listening or Dr. Captain Clark said it. So is this your virgin venture? Have you done other projects?
Yeah, you mentioned TV. I've been on a couple MTV shows. I was on Are You the One?
I wasn't listening?
I know you
were. I know. What the heck?
That's why I said it. So
you're
you
good at
hear
that.
It.
Yeah, you're the best.
But, did a couple TV shows. But, yeah, this is the first independent film I've ever worked on, so it's exciting.
And you're local? Or you just fly by?
I'm D.C., moved down here for college, went to L.A., didn't like it, came back.
Chasing a woman, weren't you?
Nope, not really.
Chasing a woman.
Just Clark.
Well, you guys are cousins.
Not
Come
too
on.
Hard to chase.
Cousins, nephews, or whatever it is.
I don't run very fast, is what he's saying.
But he is the king of Gasparilla.
But John's another comedian.
Yes, also a comedian.
I don't know, what's the breakdown? Like 80-20 comedians to actors, maybe even 90-10.
Yeah, mostly like comedians that. In the movie.
You have a mic. Tony's here, by the way.
We haven't introduced him yet.
I know, but we're running short on time. So
yeah, okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Tony God, the director.
Woo! Yeah!
What's
up? Star
of.
Yes.
Billy, it's his film.
So what was the question?
So Tony's joining us along with John Jacobs.
Yes.
It's
okay. What were we talking about? What was the question?
I have no idea.
You lost.
Yeah, nice. Start over.
All right.
Director split.
Right. Todd Stimmel, everybody.
Todd Stimmel.
Someone is actually listening.
Yeah. I would say, it was probably about 80-20 because some of the comedians are actually professional actors well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, which is very common in this industry. So,
but not for Tampa, though, necessarily.
Well, you know what? It is now.
It is
now. I just made it common.
We're a great
city. There you go. Yeah.
Tampa rules.
I just turned it
America,
commonplace.
Guys. Come on.
I just normalized it. I just trumped that bitch.
There you go.
I hear that you hear what I'm saying, but do you truly hear what I'm saying?
So Tony, this is your first time shooting a feature length film at all, or I was involved with your documentary Pizza and the Pineapples.
Pizza and the Pineapples?
This is like
pineapples.
All the pizzas?
Yeah.
Which was Pizza and Pineapples. Pizza and
Pineapples, which was a stand-up comedy documentary. But is this your first feature film?
It is my first feature length film. It is. So it was pretty cool. I mean, it's that was the whole goal was to do a feature film the first time when I was working on the documentary, but I didn't have the resources, which is that's part of the process that I'm learning of building my own model of how I'm going to, you know, produce films and whatnot was the first time. I wanted that to be full length, but I just couldn't afford it. So this one is also, this is a feature length, which I still cannot afford.
No, but hold on a second.
But we did it anyway.
But John Jacob Jimmer Hammer-Smith said.
John Jacobs.
Never heard that one before.
What is that?
Yeah, but he said he wished that this thing would be $1 million budget. So
I do too.
Yeah. Hey, listen, from your mouth to his ears.
Actually, to somebody who has
$1 million. Get your mouth out of my ears.
Would fix be, it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a budget like that would be, you'd have a whole different film. Use the same script, but it would be a whole different film. I changed a few things because
of budget.
The budget. So, but that's what it is. And that's not a big deal. I mean, that's the process. You start at one point, you go to the next.
All right. So for the umpteenth time, I know you've heard this question before. What prompted you, motivated you to do Billy's Got a Bad Brain?
The seed for the film itself?
Yes. I didn't use that word, but yes.
For the script itself, I was already writing scripts. I was already in the process. I've got a few scripts written. This particular script, I wanted to write something that would be independent level that I can do myself. The seed from it was actually my migraine headaches.
Nice.
This is all a metaphor for my migraines, man.
This is art. This okay.
Because my head hurts. It's my brain hurt.
Yeah.
So I just created a story, and it stimulated from that, and then and involved other influences like. The old sci-fi horror movies from the back in the days, from like the 60s and 70s.
Yes.
They're just real over-the-top, ridiculous, but they're funny and entertaining. That's what I wanted to do.
I love it.
Let's see, any other questions for Tony and John together? Obviously, you guys have never worked together. You guys have kind of different personalities.
I do want to correct something that John said earlier.
Please.
He said I knew him forever.
Or a long time.
That is not true.
Wait, said what?
He said, you said I knew you forever.
Oh.
We haven't even lived forever.
It's been at least 8 years, maybe.
That's a like long
forever.
Time.
That's forever.
Yeah, that does
forever.
Not qualify as forever.
If you was a dog.
We're not eternal. This isn't.
If you was a dog, how many years is that?
No, you don't want to be eternal.
I don't want to be eternal.
No.
Listen, let me.
No.
Let me backtrack for a second. It's not that I don't want to know you forever.
Sure.
I do.
Oh, sure.
Really, and I'm working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it now.
We're working on it right now.
Forever is going on right now.
Is it a little disgusting that the whole cast and crew got along so well? I mean, I'm used to like Hollywood stories where there's bitter feuds going on and they can't stand each other. Everybody that's talked about being in this film has talked about how much they loved it and how much they love each other. Is that a little sickening?
Well, actually, not really. I actually, this is probably the best time to tell you this.
We didn't have any film.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
Tape wasn't going.
I had to cut you out, Clark.
I'm cut out?
Sorry.
What?
Wow.
Clark's no longer in the film.
This is a surprise to me.
The thing is, everybody got along because I knew everybody in the film. I knew the cast, and that's how I cast for this, is knowing each person's personality. So it wasn't by mistake. I mean, that's just not the case in all films, though. You don't have that option. That was the luxury that we had instead of money, is that I knew everybody that I worked with and I knew everybody can get along. That's not always the case. So
you basically manipulated our goodwill towards each other for your own evil means.
It wasn't evil.
Oh, all right.
It was just mean.
Oh,
it was just a mean.
It was just means. All right, so before we get out of here, Tony, you are the creator of this, so when will the masses and the community be a chance to see this?
Well, this film is going to be, it's going to debut here, it's going to premiere here at the Improv on August 15th, which is a Sunday night, and then it will be streaming on Halloween Day, starting Halloween. It'll be available online to stream.
Nice.
Basically everywhere. So there'll be a few platforms we're going to go on. We're not announcing anything yet until deals are done, but it'll be streaming, and the premiere's here on October 15th. Tickets are actually on sale already online at the improvtampa.com
nice.
For the premiere at a what? Discount price, oh my God. And then they'll go up in about.
All right, well, I'm gonna make an executive decision right now, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Yeah.
What I want you to do, Tony, you and I are gonna talk. Even though I'm a little upset that I got a brain, I could have been like in the crowd scene. I could
have
walked
does
by
have a bad brain.
You was in the last
I
one.
I could have walked by and did something, but I would like to put the link to the contacts about the show on the Spike on the Mic page.
Oh,
so we can keep doing this, and we'll talk more about it.
Definitely.
Because October is like from, we're now June, July, October.
3 months. It's only 3 months away.
You do the math faster than I can do my fingers.
It's really just 3 months away.
And the premiere is only a month away.
Yeah.
No, the premiere is 3 months away.
No, you said it August.
October.
No,
you said August 15th.
You said August 15th.
So when John and I looked at each other like, what?
Yeah.
Well,
after October 15th?
I'm in October.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Why are you guys being mean?
Use that.
Yeah, that's off.
Sorry.
You know.
It's October, everybody.
Okay. October.
Well, so the people that are here at the Improv, we want to thank the Improv for giving us this opportunity to come in here and broadcast here.
Yes.
But what we're going to do at the 8 o'clock hour, we're all going to go into the main room.
The main showroom
auditorium.
See a show.
We actually Akiva from the soundtrack of the film is going to be opening up the show.
So and we're going to get a sneak preview of a couple of the clips. We're going to hear some musical performances. And ladies and gentlemen, you guys should have been here.
But you're not. So sorry for your luck.
Sorry for your luck. All right.
Yeah.
All right, and Dr. Captain Clark, we want to thank you for being an excellent interview and host.
Thank you. Well, it was easy since I have familiarity with both things.
Yeah.
I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to Josh Santos, Aniria.
Josh.
Woo.
Aniria, Lynn Single, Jeff Louise.
Yeah.
John Jacobs Heimer Smith. I got to get the last name right.
Never heard that before.
I don't know what
never
that is.
Heard it.
John
never
Jacobs.
I want to give, and plus the man who thought of this, put it together and made it happen with Mr. Tony Gard. And also I want to give a big thank you to all you out there for participating, coming out there and seeing this.
Yes. Thank you.
We love you guys. Like I said, if you have nothing
enjoy
else.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Enjoy the show and check out the Spike on the Mic. .com. We are broadcasting every Monday live on stpeteradio.com and another station in Kansas and anywhere on social media.
KCOR.
That's it. KCOR. And we also broadcast
Kansas, what's up?
Live from the Improv. Not the Improv. From
yes, it is from the Improv.
We also broadcast from Penn Chasers Bowling Alley on 4807 North Armenia. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for being a part of this show. This is the Spike on the Mic show.
All right.
And we are out early.
He holds the record for making more mistakes per sentence than any human on the planet.
Here, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the monkey wrenches of wrenching. What is the missing oomph, if that's such a word? Another big word, phenomenal. Phenomenal?
He believes every Hooters waitress is madly in love with him.
They have a plethora, and I don't know how to spell plethora. They have a cornucopia. They have a lot going on.
This is the most confusing show on radio.
But I didn't realize I forgot it until I was ready to say it. You know they think I'm the fly in the milk.
Stay tuned, my friend.